This minute from Elgin's history is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 24th, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. The temperature in Elgin hit 94 degrees, and the next days will repeat, if not hotter. The temperature was the hottest May 23rd in more than a decade. The overnight reading was 73 degrees. Boys dove from the Kimball Street and Reed's Bridges to the cooling waters of the Fox. There were flotillas of canoes and rowboats along the riverbanks as the day ended. Commissioner F.M. Lasher announced the opening of the Wing Park swimming pool in the coming week. Mrs. J.D. Tapper decried the educational situation in the nation and indicated it would be the role of the superintendent of schools and its school boards to make improvements. She indicated that the male-dominated boards and the men in superintendent positions should not be questioned for their integrity or sincerity in serving the schools and their pupils. She indicated school superintendents are the true and responsible heads of the school. As such, they should be empowered to seek solutions between teachers and boards of education. Ms. Tapper spoke to the members of the Association of Collegiate Alumni at the home of Ms. Willis Black. Commissioner Morgan Brightman gained approval for additional sidewalk improvements at Barrett Place, Vincent Place, Dundee Avenue, and Kimball Streets. Some $2,000 in improvements were approved by the City Council. A young man from Minneapolis appeared at the door of an Elgin home recently. The young man, a veteran of the war, had asked every farmer from Huntley to Elgin if they had need of farm help. All refused, he reported. He related a story of leaving home after finding no farm work in his Minnesota home area. Most farmers, he reported, were doing more of their own work. The report was supported by Ernest T. Robbins, a state farm advisor, who agreed farmers were not hiring hands, but doing more work themselves. Those were the headlines from news stories of more than 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the World Wide Web at www.elginhistory.org.